All right, welcome back in. It's Sports Call on Tiger 95.9 FM. JJ Jackson, Brant Daughtry, Brooks Childress here inside our studios. And now, boy, oh boy, are we excited. Eric McDade, State Farm in the building. E-Money's here.
Yes, sir.
We're covering the bases. Got a lot to catch up on. You've recently been on vacation.
Yes, sir.
Which is always much needed. You had a good time?
Had a good time, man. I'm feeling refreshed.
Yeah, that's always that's always an important thing. And you said that you were actually kind of eager to get back to work, get back to the office.
I was, man. I mean, vacation's always nice, man. But I was gone for like 9 or 10 days, and you know, after a while, man, you keep spending money and eating out. You know, everywhere, every meal, I got to spend $30-$40
right,
or more.
It starts to add up a little bit.
It starts to add up, man. Yeah. I started to put on a little weight. Hey, man, let's get back to some home cooking. And so, yeah, it was good. It was good to be away, but I'm glad to be back.
So we've talked a little bit about your son and his soccer career and everything that's going on right now and your daughter's in the middle school years and very active in that regard. How do you stay active?
I play a little basketball when I can.
Okay.
You know, that's the only way I can get exercise in. I'm not much of, like, just running.
Right.
That's really boring to me.
Yeah.
So amen.
I try to play a little basketball, man, to kind of keep me in shape.
Are you a gym guy at all?
I'm not a gym guy, man.
I'm not either.
Yeah, I mean, I don't like lifting weights, man. It's heavy.
It is. And then you feel like you just feel terrible the next day. I've tried, okay?
I've never been a gym rat, man. Shout out to Coach Talbert, man. He used to have me lifting weights all the time in high school. Yeah. Listen, man, I was trying to put on some weight, but that's never been my thing.
So when in the era of Sports Call, that daily my co-hosts would be Trevon Reed and Deshaun Davis, two guys that have played NFL snaps and all SEC careers and were just outstanding in their time at Auburn and many SEC victories. They said, I got to get in the gym. I got to do it. And so I would go work out with them, Brant.
Yeah.
And the next day, I would not know how to use my body anymore.
Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't know what. I liked it because when I go into a gym, I don't know what I'm doing in there. Yeah. And so from that aspect, they were very, very helpful and energetic. And they were like, dude, we got to do this. Like, JJ's going to be a monster when we're done.
Yeah.
And they started to get me right. But I was just like, I don't know how to move after this. Yeah. I don't know what to do. And so I'm like, I'm going to stick to the pickup basketball that I absolutely love.
Yep.
Got to take care of my knee after some of the ACL injuries that I've been through, that sort of thing. But then we're fired up because this coming Tuesday, our softball season gets started again.
Oh, yeah.
And the station, we've got a team. We're the Thunder Chickens.
I mean, you told me about the team last time. Man.
Yeah,
I mean, y'all can't be worse than last time.
we only had one win last year, and it was a forfeit win.
It's only up from here.
That is true. It is hard to be worse.
We're now 5 days away from the start of the season.
We're counting it.
I'm ready. Right. We had one practice. It went okay.
Practice went pretty good.
Yeah.
Practice went pretty good.
And we're going to be ready to play on Tuesday.
Y'all going to knock them out, man.
We're trying.
I can feel
we're trying. The NBA Finals.
Yes, sir.
They've been going on. We haven't spoke since they started.
Yeah.
And I remember when we were kind of figuring out when we would be able to get back together, I was like, well, if it's a quick series, it's going to be over.
Yeah.
But it hasn't been. It's been competitive. It's been back and forth. And we've got game 6 coming up a little bit later tonight between the Warriors and the Celtics. Celtics were up 2-1, and now the Warriors are up 3-2 in Boston. You think the Warriors can close it out?
Closing it out tonight, man.
You think so?
Yeah,
it's over.
It's over. I mean, I like the Celtics. They fought. You know, they're young and kind of inexperienced. I think in this situation, man, you're going to see Steph Curry rise to the occasion tonight. You know, he's got a chance to get that fourth ring.
Yeah.
I think he's going to. And he played bad last game shooting-wise. I mean, I don't think he played bad. He shot poorly. I think it's the first time in 4 years he hadn't made a three. He was like 0-9.
Right.
That ain't happening again. You know, so he's going to come out tonight. He's going to be hitting. You got game 6 Clay. It's going down.
Yeah, game 6 Clay is a thing, and we'll see what happens. So were you watching during game 5 as Steph just can't make a shot?
Yeah.
That was
surreal, man.
That was crazy.
Yeah, I mean, because you know what I mean.
Because everybody wants to tell you that, hey, this guy's made a three-pointer every game. The thing that's similar with LeBron, and of course it's basketball, so I got to talk LeBron here. The streak that I really care about is LeBron has gone in double-digit scoring for
like
the long – I mean, it's just insane how many games he's done in a row. He's gotten injured before, and came out. There was like a game against the Hawks last year, made one quick three to go from 7 to 10 points, and was like, I'm good. All right.
Yeah.
And then went and took care of the body or whatever. But like, and the same was there with Steph with this 3-point streak. And I was like, there's no way. Like, one of these is going to go in. Yeah. And none of them did. The guy went 0-for-9.
Yeah, every time he shoots the ball anyway, you think it's going in. So it's just kind of crazy to watch him like not make one.
As soon as the game ended, I told folks, I said, the first 3-pointer he shoots in game 6 will go in. It just feels like that's going to happen with him.
He's going to go off tonight. Clay's going to be locked in. I think, man, unless Tatum goes for 40, 45 tonight, it's going to be tough for the
Celtics. He's looked hurt. His shoulder looks like it's been bothering him a little bit. And also, he just hasn't played on this big of a... Nobody on the Celtics had played a finals game.
Nobody played a finals game. Yeah.
And in game one, they got big contributions from Al Horford and Derek White. They haven't given them as much lately. Boston in Boston, that could help.
Yeah.
The fact that this game is being played in Boston, because, man, those fans have been ruthless.
I mean, I would love to see it go 7.
Yeah.
You know, that's just, I mean, just for the love of the game, you know, but I just don't see it. I think the Warriors are... They're ready, and they've been waiting a couple years to get back on this stage.
Yeah,
and it's time.
What have you thought, Brent?
I think y'all touched on it already. The Warriors have been here and done this. You know, the Celtics are all brand new. Game 6 Clay is a real thing. Draymond had his best game of the series, finally contributed in a meaningful way, and Steph is coming off a game where he didn't make a 3-pointer. He didn't score a whole lot, so he's going to be anxious to get his scoring going again.
Wiggins.
Yeah, Andrew Wiggins has been playing out of his mind. Had an incredible game. I mean, good night. He was written off as a bust.
Yeah.
Like, people wrote off Andrew Wiggins.
An all-star this year for the first time in his career.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
the number one overall pick, and really hadn't done as much as he would have liked to accomplish coming out of Kansas.
Yeah, but he's been really good for them. I think the experience of Golden State's going to take over. You know, I don't know if they get it done in 6, but if they do go to a game 7, and obviously game 7s are a different animal, but I think in Golden State they pull it out there, if not tonight.
What have you thought about the atmosphere in those Boston games? I love
Boston. Boston is an incredible sports city. Their fans are ruthless, for better or worse, but they always make it entertaining.
Yeah, I mean, that's...
They start F.U. Draymond chants.
Yeah.
You know, like, that is... No one else does that.
I mean,
New York does that.
Will make you do it, though.
Anybody
will make you do it is Draymond Green, I'm telling you.
I mean, anytime the Hawks go on the road, it's F. Trae Young.
Right.
You know? But I noticed that because I'm a Hawks fan. But, yeah, Draymond gets under people's skin.
Oh, yeah.
I respect Draymond for the fact that he's willing to be the bad guy.
Right.
But Draymond, having played in the NBA for this long, having done this for this long, and having never gotten punched in the face, is baffling to me. Not that I dislike Draymond or I want to see him get punched in the face. It's just that attitude in that league, how has he gone this long just getting away with this, essentially?
Hey, Draymond made a good point the other day, though, man. He said back in the 80s when they were doing all this fighting, you know, if you got fined, it was maybe $2,000.
Yeah.
And nowadays, if you punch Draymond Green, man, you're probably going to have to pay a $100,000 fine. nobody want to, you know, pay a Lamborghini fine just to – punch Draymond.
Right.
I might take a chance, though. That guy gets under, I mean, he gets under my skin just watching him sometimes. But I guess he's one of those guys, man, where if he's on your favorite team,
you love him.
Love him.
Yeah.
But if
absolutely.
He's on another team, you hate him. But yeah, they're fun to watch, man. I'm just glad to see them back on this stage because, you know, a lot of people didn't think they could do it without Durant. And
right.
So see them get back.
Which is weird to me because they did it without Durant.
Exactly.
Twice.
Exactly. So to see them get back and be on the verge of winning it is pretty cool.
Yeah.
Man.
No, I'm excited to see what can happen tonight, to see if they can close it out. And Draymond's somebody that's obviously got a bit of a polarizing personality, but he's just so animated all the time, which I can appreciate. And I will say...
He plays hard.
He does play really hard. He is one of those guys that it's like, you want him to be on your team. He's been a defensive player of the year. He has been outstanding. He started to be a little bit more efficient, although he's not making any three-point shots whatsoever right now. From the Warriors fan perspective, though, you know, there are moments where when he is kind of going at referees in these big games, it's like, hey, buddy,
chill out.
They're in charge. Yeah. We don't need a technical.
Yeah.
So that there's a chance if you keep adding those up, suspensions come into play, and then two and you're out of the game. And Draymond has fouled out of three of the five games.
Yeah, he sure has. Now, that guy, he doesn't have an off switch. I mean, that's just kind of what comes with Draymond. So you got to take the good with the bad.
Yeah. What have we thought about Jaylen Brown?
He's been good. I mean, I just feel like they're just not. They're one player away, probably. You know, Jaylen Brown's really good, but him and Tatum, they needed this experience to be able to, you know,
go to the next step.
You'll see them come back next year and be even better if they don't win it this year. Jaylen's been solid though. I mean, he's got to get better. He's got to get his handle up. But he has some games where he can just really score. But when he's cold, he's cold. So it's just kind of tough.
The dribble is the funny thing. Yeah, I mean,
he just he's got to work on his handle.
It's crazy. Such a great shooter from the wing.
Yeah.
So athletic. Oh my gosh, if that guy's leaping in the air and could finish around the rim and that sort of thing. But it's like, I want you to be able to put the ball on the floor and go do some things.
If he gets his handle.
That's just part of his game hasn't been there.
He can become a superstar if he gets his handle right. So, it'll be. I think this will be a good experience for them. Like I said, if they don't win it, they'll be real hungry coming in the next year for sure.
What have you thought about Boston just in general, their team, their players, their cast?
I mean, I feel like Jason Tatum is their guy, right? You know, he's been their number one all year. He leads the playoffs in points scored.
Yeah.
But he's had some really quiet games. You know, he's had moments where he's disappeared for a little bit, and I feel like that's his next step, and he's still super young. He's got a lot of time to make that next step. But I think him coming to the stage and getting this experience, while he may not pull through, you know, he's had a couple of, you know, 12, 15 point games, stuff like that. But I feel like having this experience can push him over the edge to superstar. And, you know, he has the playoff experience. He has the finals experience to where he'll be back. I think he'll be back in the finals before his career's over, and he'll perform better, you know. And even if he doesn't perform super well now, and if he's not performing super well, I just don't know if the Celtics can pull it out.
I just think this is the way the NBA goes. You know, that's just, you watched it. I mean, young team against the old experienced team.
Yeah.
I mean, rarely do you see that young team really be able to pull it out at this stage. And that's just kind of the rite of passage, man. Boston got to go through this. You know, they gotta hold this L this year.
And yeah.
Then maybe be able to retool in the offseason and come back and do it next year. But
we'll see if they're able to pull something off tonight at home. And then game sevens, you know, who knows, although it is in Golden State. And that's a tough place to play, tough fan base to be there cheering. And with that being said, with Tatum and what he's been able to, just inefficient a lot of the ways. Like, his three-point shot's been okay this series, but around the rim, he's been missing a few more. It really does feel like his shoulder's bothering him. This season, just turned 24 years old in March, did Jason Tatum, and he was named first-team All-NBA. There are only five guys in the entire league that are named first-team All-NBA. And for the first time in his career, Jason Tatum was one of those selections at the small forward spot, a spot that's been held down by the likes of LeBron James and Kevin Durant and Kawhi Leonard, and Giannis Antetokounmpo's been in that spot a good bit. And it was Jason Tatum above everybody else that was there. So, I truly do feel like we're just kind of seeing the start of what he's going to become.
Yeah,
No doubt.
So the finals will take place tonight, Game 6, between Boston and Golden State. Also, since we've last spoke with you, Eric, we've got Auburn. All of a sudden, their baseball team's going to Omaha. They're going to be playing in the College World Series on Saturday.
That's pretty cool, man. I'm going to be honest. I've watched one baseball game all year, and it was one the other night that sent them to Omaha.
That's a good one to jump in.
Yeah, not a big, huge baseball fan, man. I just, you know, it's hard for me to watch the entire games, but man, really proud of what they've been able to do. That's neat. I mean, what's this, 2 times in 3 years?
Yeah.
Yep.
To the College World Series. So maybe they can pull it off, man. It's 4 SEC teams?
Correct. 4 of the 8.
So, I mean,
double elimination, and then you play a 3-game series if you make it to the championship. So it's 4. It's potted for everybody. Potted into 2 groups of 4, and they will essentially play a regional like they did this past week. Auburn will be taking on Ole Miss. And then they've got Arkansas and Stanford, I believe, in their spot.
So how did we do against Ole Miss in the regular season?
That's a great question to ask, Brant.
Lost the series in the regular season. First game was absolutely brutal. They won like...
So they
what were the scores of those games?
Game 1, Ole Miss won 13-6. Mm-hmm. Game 2, I was on the mic. I actually got to call this game for the SEC Network Plus, and Auburn won 19-5. So they lost 13-6. Then Auburn won 19-5.
Okay, that's a wash.
And then Ole Miss took the last game 15-2.
Oh, wow.
And at the time, Ole Miss was the number one team in the country. And then after that three-game series, they fell way off and were one of the very last teams to even make it into the 64-team field. So they've had the talent, they've just been really inconsistent, and now they're back playing good baseball at the right time of the year.
The good news for Auburn, though, is that they're going to start Joseph Gonzalez in this game against Ole Miss. Joseph Gonzalez has been the ace for Auburn all year. His ERA is under 3 right now, and they did not see him in that series. Joseph Gonzalez did not pitch against Ole Miss earlier this year, so that is something of a competitive advantage. So they haven't seen him. We'll hope Gonzo can pull it out.
More than anything, we want this Auburn team to win the national championship. I mean, that would be incredible.
And they're
in baseball, if they were able to win a national championship, just what that could do for the Auburn baseball program is what they're already doing.
Monumental.
Butch Thompson has done an amazing job with this program. However, with Auburn still competing in the College World Series, we weren't able to get any of the guys to play on the Thunder Chickens with us. So
there's still time. The season's going to run till after Omaha.
That's
done.
True. That's true. Yeah, Omaha will end by the end of June, and our season will go until August. Yeah. So
it's interesting because I'm sitting here thinking about this. I think about Omaha kind of the same way I think about the Sweet 16 in the NCAA basketball tournament. If you can make it there, you can win the thing.
Yeah.
From that point, all of those teams that are there are good enough to win a national championship.
Yeah, no doubt.
So that's really all you can ask for of your team is make it to Omaha and get lucky.
Give yourself a chance.
Yep. Yeah.
We'll see what happens as, again, Auburn will take on Ole Miss on Saturday. That game starts at 6 o'clock Central. Coverage starts at 5:45 with Andy Burcham and Brad Long, the call on the Auburn Sports Network. We'll talk with Andy Burcham on the show today at 5:15. Eric, what about 1 week from today, we're going to see the NBA draft. You still think Jabari Smith is going to go number one?
Yeah, I think so. I think so, man. He's got the upside. He's got probably the highest floor and the highest ceiling out of all the prospects that are available, man. I mean, 6'10 guys that can shoot 40% from three don't grow on
the
trees,
jump shot, man. Is what's separating him,
yeah,
more than
a jump
anything,
shot, man. So, and at his height, to be able to shoot it like that, you know he's gonna be able to get it off. You know he's gonna be able to make it in the league, and then he can guard on the perimeter. And that's just what they're looking for in the NBA now, man. Positionless basketball. You got a guy that's 6'10 that can, you know, be a weapon on offense, and then he can guard inside and out on the perimeter against, you know, quicker guys. I think he's going to go number one. I hate to see him go to Orlando because it seems like everybody that goes to Orlando really doesn't work out for their career. But it's kind of cool. You know, you got Chuma Okeke down there, another Auburn guy. So it give us another reason to watch the Orlando Magic, I guess.
Yeah, going into the month, we do monthly predictions on June 1st, and we talk about events that are taking place. And so at that time, I thought Chet Holmgren was going to go number one. I think there is more Jabari Smith hype taking place for Chet. He would be reunited with Jalen Suggs. That's true. High school basketball together.
Right.
Obviously, didn't get to play at Gonzaga together because Jalen being a year older, but it does feel like we're seeing some momentum in Jabari's favor. So, Brent, 1 week away from the draft, man.
1 week away, and I'm with y'all. I think Jabari is going 1-1, and I talked about this a little bit earlier on the show. Auburn will become the third school ever to have a player taken first overall in the baseball, football, and basketball drafts in the American Professional Sports Leagues. And, you know, with one coming, all of them in the last, this will be 13 years.
Yeah.
So
incredible. Yeah.
Yeah. Cam Newton, Casey Mize, and now Jabari Smith, all happening since 2010. So a really, really nice run here that Auburn's been on, and you know, hopefully that can continue.
That'll be big for the program to have,
for sure.
Have somebody go number one
in the
draft. I mean, that's from where Auburn basketball has been. to have a player go number one in the draft would be awesome.
It's really impressive what Bruce Pearl's done, for sure.
I like it. And Jabari Smith walking in to a top five spot, going to be making a lot of money. That's going to be a pretty good payday for him to secure that bag.
I heard this earlier. He has worked out with Orlando. He has worked out with Oklahoma City. And he has said, I do not see myself falling below two.
Oh, no.
Jabari, I don't think he's even worked out with any other teams. No, I think it's just those two.
Yeah, that's he's pretty solid in his position, man. So that's, I'm just really excited, man, because he was, I mean, even when he first got here, we had a chance to watch him play. You could tell from day one he was special.
Yeah.
And, to see him rise up and go number one, though, that's pretty incredible. So
speaking of the NBA draft and Jabari Smith, you know, days away at this point from signing a really, really large check, a big conversation in the sports world since you've been away. Have you seen some of this LIV golf tour conversation that's taking place?
I've seen some of it, yeah. I'm not a big golf guy either, but I've seen some of the talks that are going on.
Is it interesting at all to you? So to catch you up.
I like
the
traditional stuff, man. Right. You know, like, I mean, it's kind of weird to me.
So today we've got the U.S. Open starting, right, one of the four majors.
Right.
And these players are leaving the PGA Tour because this LIV golf series that's getting started is paying them an exorbitant amount of, I mean, just insane money that's taking place.
Saudi princes.
Correct. Correct. And they, you know, it's the same group that owns Newcastle United in the Premier League soccer world. And so a ton of money. And LIV, the Roman numeral 54, they're only playing 54 holes compared to 72, is where that name kind of comes from.
Gotcha.
And so it's like one less day of work. It's 4 days compared to three. And I'm going to get more money to do this. So for them, they're like, why would I not do this?
Yeah, I don't know, man. Sometimes more money in the best thing, though, you know?
Yeah. No, you're right. And some of the best players have said no. Some of them have said yes.
Yeah.
But like Jordan Spieth, Justin Thomas, Rory McIlroy, those guys have stayed pretty loyal to the PGA Tour. Yeah. But Phil Mickelson and Dustin Johnson, some of those guys are like, wait, $200 million?
So
not even including the prize, just $200 million? Like, yes.
Might want to be a Saudi prince in my next life.
I know. And then they're doing, like, the events is a shotgun start, meaning we're not having to wait all day. Not everybody is starting at hole one. We're pairing it up. So when we say we're going to start at 10 o'clock, someone's playing at one, someone's playing at the second hole, someone's starting at the third hole. So it's like it's going by quick. It's literally less work for more money, but at some of the best golf venues, and you're still getting to play with the best competition.
That's interesting, man.
Yeah, you just don't know how long it's going to last.
Right.
That's always the big question.
Everything that glitters ain't gold, man.
Yeah, and that, but it's just, you see these leagues, right? USFL, XFL. In basketball, there isn't necessarily anything that's been too equivalent recently since we've had that ABA and NBA merger.
Those other places don't have the money to do all these things.
But the fact that some of this money is coming in, and that's why the USFL hasn't been the best this year, right? We talked about it the first time it kicked off and haven't spoke about it since.
Yeah, the Stallions undefeated.
The Stallions lost this past week.
Never mind.
They were undefeated, but the Birmingham Stallions lost this past week.
Have watched maybe one game of the USFL.
I watched a little bit of it.
But. And so the XFL took a little break. Rock got involved.
Just Rock,
money.
Not The Rock. Just Rock.
The Rock.
Yeah. Dwayne Johnson.
Johnson.
Yeah, so you're on that level with him. He's just Rock.
He's just Rock to me. Yeah. And they signed a deal with the NFL to be kind of like the minor league. So when the XFL comes back in 2023, they've already partnered with the NFL. So they are for sure going to be successful.
Right.
And it's like the poor USFL who's playing every game out of Birmingham. Like they're not even playing home games right now.
Yeah.
Every single game is playing in Birmingham.
So weird to me.
Yeah, it really threw me off when I was watching the TV.
They're all in the same field.
It's a Michigan versus Houston game, and it's in Birmingham.
Yeah. I mean, hey, shout out to Birmingham. Yeah. I don't know.
No kidding. Well, Eric, this has been fun. We have covered a lot of bases. I'm sitting here thinking all the different things we've been talking about. Our Atlanta Braves have won 14 in a row. That's been kind of crazy to follow with that sort of thing.
Yeah, we were struggling last time we were here.
I know, now it's a completely different world. Reigning World Series champs and have won 14 straight. It's pretty amazing.
It's 2 weeks of winning.
Pretty amazing. Yes, 2 weeks of winning indeed. Eric, tell me what's going on at Eric McDade State Farm.
So you mentioned that I was out on vacation, man. We were celebrating State Farm's 100th anniversary.
Yeah.
And so that was a really big deal for our company to have been around that long. It's pretty incredible and to still be successful and, you know, number one in the insurance world. So it was really, really neat to be with a lot of my friends and fellow agents celebrating 100 years of State Farm. So that's what we got going on. And I'm just, you know, really thankful and blessed to be part of the company.
Yeah.
And, You know, I hope people will continue to trust State Farm and reach out to us and let us take care of their families.
No kidding. DriveWithEric.com. Go visit them in Opelika as
yes,
well.
Sir.
Eric, we'll do this again soon sometime, okay?
Absolutely, man.
All right.
Thank y'all for having me.
That's Covering the Bases with Eric McDade. On the other side of this break, the third hour of our show, we'll get started. We'll chat with Andy Burcham, the voice of the Auburn Tigers, about them getting set for the College World Series in Omaha. Alongside Brant Daughtry and Brooks Childress, my name is JJ Jackson. 2 hours in the books, and we're rolling.